All right, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We are not having our usual St. Patrick's Day party, but we're doing the next best thing. Our friends at the United Way help us throw a party every year over at Freighters on St. Patrick's Day morning. We have live music and great food and conversation, and we visit with a lot of folks that are either directly involved with the United Way or perhaps our member agencies that benefit from the dollars that you donate to the United Way. And joining us right now from Blue Water Clubhouse, Sean Kibble. Sean, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Blue Water Clubhouse and what it is that you folks do.
Sure. Blue Water Clubhouse is we're a program for adults with mental illness, and we work in partnership with St. Clair County Community Mental Health, and we're a part of what's called Touchstone Services here in town, and we provide services for folks that come in, and we have our day is structured around a work order day. So the idea is that people with a history of mental illness, they can get their medications and their therapies and things at other places. However, before we're adults with mental illnesses, we're all human beings. And so Clubhouse seeks to fill the void kind of left open from those other service options. So, for example, some people with a history of mental illness might have difficulties getting to work or keeping a job, or strained family relations and things like that, or just not a whole lot to do during the day. And so we fill that with what we call our work order day. People come in and they can volunteer in the clubhouse, keep themselves busy. We help link people to paid employment in the community. And then most importantly, just giving people an opportunity to be a part of something that is bigger than themselves and beneficial to their community. And we find that people that are part of Clubhouse are less likely to isolate themselves at home and have less frequent hospitalizations. So it's a really cool program, and the money that we receive from the United Way allows us to provide some of those services to folks who wouldn't be eligible otherwise for insurance purposes.
A great organization, and think of all the lives that you have, if not only lives you've touched, but lives you've changed through this program.
Absolutely. A big part of the clubhouse, I think what makes it so important is it's not only important for the folks that come here and receive services, but also for our community as a whole. Because when we help people get to paid employment, I think it does a lot to sort of combat the stigma that a lot of our folks have. And when someone from the community sees one of our members working in, say, a fast food restaurant, cleaning tables, and maybe has a conversation with that person, I think the community as a whole is able to see, you know, folks with mental illnesses are just people that need the same things in life that we all need. And it sort of it brings us, I think, together better as a community.
Absolutely. I want to ask real quick, Sean, have you had to change anything that you do with your services in light of the recent health crisis going on?
Oh, absolutely. That's a good question. The state of Michigan put out something a couple days ago suggesting that all clubhouses close their doors for, you know, until who knows. And the RCMH suggested the same thing, that we do that. So we have staff here in the building daily to make phone calls. A big part of what our program is outreach. So while we're here, we're calling the folks that come in and receive services, make sure nobody feels isolated at home. We're setting up phone call sort of groups, conference calls, so that while everybody is isolated at home, physically isolating themselves, we don't end up socially isolating ourselves. So we're having regular meetings, and we're trying to set up some things to even have social opportunities, like maybe when we all have a conference call together and go online and do some of the like the museum tours, the virtual museum tours that are available, and then we can have a conversation with each other. It's really just been a time about being creative and seeing how we can meet those needs while keeping everyone safe. And so far, it's been a learning process, but I think the steps that we've taken have been really helpful.
That's fantastic, Sean. Good news. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. Thanks. Same to you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye.